Radio. Thank you so much, and we greatly appreciate it. Jeannie's in up next with Non-Human Radio, and until next time, thank you and take care.
90.1 KZFR presents in Chico, an evening with Joe Craven and the Sometimers. It's Friday, November 15th at the Chico Women's Club. Joe Craven and the Sometimers feature Jonathan Stoyanoff, Bruce McMillan, Barry Eldridge, Hattie Craven, and Joe Craven.
I said I wanna take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend, friend of mine.
Joe Craven and the Sometimers at the Chico Women's Club, Friday, November 15th.
If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight.
No genre left behind is their music motto. They'll be playing songs from their latest CD, The Garcia Songbook.
Once in a while, you get shown the light in the strangest of places if you look at it right.
Don't miss Joe Craven and the Sometimers, Friday, November 15th at the Chico Women's Club. It's a benefit for KZFR, beer by Sierra Nevada. Tickets only $15. Get them in advance at Chico Paper Company, Blazin' J's, KZFR.org, KZFR's office, and brownpapertickets.com. Doors 6:30, shows 7:30. This is a seated show. Joe Craven and the Sometimers, Friday, November 15th at the Women's Club.
And Non-Human Radio is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Ohm Foods, serving organic, non-GMO whole foods, including wild-caught mahi-mahi, and having the largest vegan menu in downtown Chico. Ohm Foods serves homemade teas and lemonade, acai bowls, and smoothies blended with coconut water, and you can find them at 142 Broadway, just two blocks from Chico State. They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. with to-go and catering available. You can find them on the web at iloveohmfoods.com and, of course, on Facebook. And we're also made possible by Peterson Tree Care, because trees need care. John Peterson continues his family tradition of caring for Chico's amazing natural resource. Licensed, bonded, and insured with financing available, Peterson Tree Care handles residential and commercial properties and can be reached by calling 518-0924. This is KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Up next, Non-Human Radio. Show 1943, the October 23rd, 2019 episode of Non-Human Radio, where we talk animal news, animal rights, and veganism every Saturday. I'm sorry, what am I saying? Every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. here on KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico and streaming online at kzfr.org. Today's show is full of news. We're going to be covering the Judgment Day for the Australian animal activists arrested in the big disruptions that we covered back in April of this year. A U.S. advocacy campaign that is asking the FDA to put a cancer warning on dairy products. Macy's is giving up selling fur. And the House of Representatives has unanimously passed a bill making animal cruelty a federal felony. And if we have time, we'll give you some good news for Nosy the elephant, as the USDA has revoked the license of her former owner, a notorious circus, revoked their license to exhibit animals of any kind. So this is the second and last week of the KZFR Fall Pledge Drive. We're a little behind in our goal of $50,000, so if you haven't supported us yet, now would be a great time to pick up the phone and call our volunteers. We have John Michael's son and Susan Dobra from the Paradise Community Guild. Give them a call and make your pledge by calling 530-895-0131. My goal for this show is to have five people call in and help us keep the lights on. Why should you support community radio? Why should you support KZFR Community Radio? For one, you're listening right now, so it must be of value to you because you haven't changed the channel. Radio, for that reason, is easily accessible. Everyone within our broadcast range with a simple radio and a simple little battery, no fancy cell phone chargers or anything, can tune us in. It is one of the most democratic forms of media. All of our programmers are local. All of our programmers are passionate about their shows, whether it's public affairs or music. We have such a wide range of music programming that there's always something novel that I hadn't even heard of the genre before that's showing up on air here. And most importantly, KZFR is not beholden to shareholders or advertisers. We have underwriters, but they are all local businesses that you support. We don't have corporate sponsors. We don't have anything like that here. These underwriters, they help our bottom line. They're a part of our bottom line, but we can't stay on air without support from you, the listener. KZFR covers topics and broadcasts music of types that rarely get played on other commercial media or stations. And most importantly, community radio gives a voice to the community. Local activists, nonprofit organizations, musicians, artists, educators, and others have the opportunity to be on air with minimal barriers. We provide an open forum. And in that spirit, I ask that you support community radio. Help me make my goal of five callers of any amount helps at 530-895-0131, and talk to John Michael or Susan of the Paradise Community Guilds, and they'll be happy to find some goodies for you too. We have KZFR swag. This pledge drive is the first time we'll be having dog collars. So if you have a puppy, you owe it to yourself to give us a call, make a pledge, and have a well-dressed dog. All right, on to the show. Our first news story. In April of this year, we covered the massive synchronized animal activist disruptions on Australia that were part of what was called a day of action. They were protesting the consumption of animal products. If you recall, activists chained themselves to machinery at a slaughterhouse. They blockaded a gas chamber at a pig farm. In all, about 40 people were arrested over the course of the protests. They blocked a lot of traffic and a lot of cars and trains. In September, these activists had their day in court. And although Australian legislators and the agriculture department there wanted to throw the book at these activists, that is not exactly what happened. So, dozens of vegan activists have avoided criminal convictions over a protest which shut down parts of central Melbourne, but have been ordered to pay a fine of $100 each to an animal sanctuary. 36 people admitted causing an obstruction at the intersection of Swanston and Flinders Street in Melbourne on April 8th in a protest against animal agriculture. Outside the Melbourne Magistrates Court, they maintained that they weren't the real criminals. Spokeswoman Kristen Lee told reporters that, quote, "We must always question who the real criminals are, those who seek a kind and sustainable planet or those who seek to destroy it whilst causing immeasurable suffering in the process." The group, including protesters Kristen Bacon, Kim Dutton, and Douglas Leith, took responsibility for obstructing police and drivers in the city of Melbourne. They avoided a conviction as part of a court order and must pay $100 each to Australian farm sanctuary Edgar's Mission. Another four activists who previously faced court over the same protest were also handed the same penalty. I did not expect that news to go that way. I expected to hear about animal activists being labeled as terrorists and being given really heavy prison sentences. But in this case, for whatever reason, reason was on their side, and they were given a light penalty and supported an animal sanctuary in the process. You're listening to Non-Human Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio, hosted by Jeannie Trezino, yours truly. When you call 530-895-0131 to pledge your support, you'll have a chance to select a thank you gift as a sign of our appreciation. Ask our volunteers, John Michelson and Susan Dobra from Paradise Community Guilds, to look through our little book of pledge gifts. You'll find gift certificates from local businesses, tickets to local events, the aforementioned dog collar, and other gifts. In our second news story, in conjunction with Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the medical and advocacy group Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, PCRM, submitted a citizen petition to the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, to change labeling on cheese to include a cancer warning. In its petition, PCRM, which is comprised of a group of 12,000 physicians, requested that the FDA commissioner require dairy cheese to bear a label that states, quote, "Dairy cheese contains reproductive hormones that may increase breast cancer mortality risk." The group pointed to several studies that linked dairy cheese consumption to breast cancer, including a 2017 National Institute of Cancer study of over 1,900 women that found that those who consume the most high-fat dairy increase their risk of developing breast cancer by 53%. 53%, right? Why would you take that risk? PCRM President Dr. Neil Barnard issued a statement that said, quote, "Instead of cheese manufacturers like Kraft slapping a pink ribbon on products like Philadelphia cream cheese and their macaroni and cheese, as they have done during previous breast cancer awareness months, they should be adding warning labels. We want women to be aware that dairy cheese could put them at risk from dying of breast cancer," end quote. Earlier this month, PCRM launched its Let's Beat Breast Cancer campaign, a celebrity-backed initiative which counts couples John and Tracy Stewart, Alec and Hilaria Baldwin, and James and Susie Amos Cameron as supporters. The campaign aims to inspire women to follow four steps to prevent their risk of developing breast cancer. That would be committing to a plant-based diet, limiting alcohol consumption, exercising, and maintaining a healthy body weight. And that was from Veg News earlier this week. That is just good news to hear. Hopefully, even if the FDA doesn't take action on it, you have learned about it here on this show. And just know that the vegan community in Chico is supported, is bolstered by the coverage that goes on during this little half hour, as well as by various other groups in our lovely little city. All right, you're listening to Non-Human Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio. That number to call is 895-0131. I'm looking for five pledges during this half hour. I know you can do it. And now I'd like to welcome my guests and volunteers who've been answering the phones for us. It's John Michelson and Susan Dobra from the Paradise Community Guilds. Thanks so much for volunteering to help out. These pledge drives do not happen without lots of volunteer help.
It's great to be on and be able to talk about Paradise Community Guilds for a minute too.
Yes, please do. Tell us. It used to be called the Norton Buffalo Hall. I remember hearing lots of shows and such.
Right.
Tell us about what's going on there.
Well, the Paradise Community Guilds is kind of was housed in the Norton Buffalo Hall. So
okay.
We used to have a weekly open mic and lots of concerts and lots of workshops, and we have community gardens, and then the building burned down along with the rest of the town. So so now we're down here at the Chico Guild Hall, and we've been meeting there weekly since the fire. Most recently, we've gone to every other week.
Oh, but that's good. Keeping the community together.
Yeah. Still doing musical events and other events. And Yeah.
And we got a couple things coming up.
Oh,
well,
please,
I should tell you first, though, last weekend we had an amazing event that was a Permaculture Action Day, where people from all over the region, about like 120 people, came and helped us work on the grounds where the Norton Buffalo Hall was.
Oh,
and
really?
Recreate the gardens and plant fruit trees and create a compost bin and do some earthworks, some swales, and you know, other kinds of things. And so that was an amazing inspiration.
That's
really
great.
Really,
things keep we keep moving along, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone right. keeps moving along, and hopefully the Chico community can support your community and our community and keep things literally growing.
Yeah, Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. In the S, it is. And we've got an event coming up I just want to tell you about.
Yes, please do.
Joy Will Find a Way is the name of it. And it's commemoration of the first year of after the fire. And it's on November 10th at the Paradise Performing Arts Center. And Paradise Community Guilds is one of the co-sponsors. And it's going to be, there are going to be two shows, one at 2 and one at 5:30. And there's just a lot of music and a lot of, you know, poetry and you know, art of various kinds that will commemorate the year since the fire.
So where can we point people to find out more information?
You can go to the NortonBuffaloHall.com
okay.
website.
NortonBuffaloHall.com.
Yes.
And are you on Facebook too, I presume?
There should be a Joy Will Find the Way. What will find a way. It should be on Facebook as well. Should be a Facebook event page.
Great, great. So since you're helping out the station here, what do you all love about KZFR? Why should folks call and support
programs? And I love let's see.
When did you start listening to KZFR?
Oh gosh. 1987.
Yeah, from the very beginning, it sounds like. Yeah.
And I love that they have live music on also on Saturdays. I love Studio 416.
Yep, Studio 416. We set up the mics, and yeah. And I know we occasionally have house concerts here in the studio, as well as all the amazing stuff that we have going on. All the live performances
and
that we bring in.
And non-human radio. We love non-human radio. Thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you, John Michael and Susan Dobra. The number to call is 895-0131. My goal for this show is 5 pledges. And our goal for the whole pledge drive that we need to have to be able to keep the lights on and just keep the shows running, keep our transmitter going, is $50,000. So I just want to say, if you want to, I can take 5 little calls, or there is one big package that's out there. They've reduced the price on it, the Hangtown Halloween Ball. It's a $200 pass that includes camping from October 24th through the 27th up in Placerville. That is a bluegrass festival. That, I understand, is a very good deal, so if you're into deals, that might be something to look for. All right, on to our news. Our big good news of the day is Macy's department store, which also includes Bloomingdale's, is quitting fur. The retailer said earlier this week that its namesake chain and Bloomingdale's department stores would stop selling fur products by early 2021 after the company conducted 2 years of research into alternatives and consumer views on the matter. The shift will mean the closure of 34 fur vaults at Macy's and 22 Maximilian salons at Bloomingdale's, the company said in an email. The declaration from Macy's, which operates more than 600 department stores, follows a string of similar announcements from brands like Michael Kors and Gucci, and even the state of California has reported on that have implemented fur bans. The retailer, which is based in New York, announced the change in conjunction with the Humane Society of the United States, which said it had been pressing Macy's on fur sales for more than a decade. And as an aside, before that decade, 30 years ago, there were activists coming out, chaining themselves in front of department stores, even in San Francisco, and putting pressure on these retailers to stop the vile practice of selling furs, period. This is what we're seeing today is 30 years of activism. More power to you, grassroots activists. That's the only way change starts. It's the only way seeds happen for any kind of change, whether it's change for the animals, as in this this sea change in cultural attitude towards fur, or medical care, home health providers. All of these things that better all of us, that better our community, start with grassroots activism. It can start with something like a phone call supporting your local radio station at 895-0131. PJ Smith, director of fashion policy at the Humane Society of the United States, told the New York Times that, quote, consumers care about animal welfare more and more, and the idea of luxury is changing, where it's more about who's the most socially responsible and the most innovative, end quote. Macy's, which reported about $25 billion in annual sales in 2018, said that the namesake chain's private brands were already fur-free and that fur was not a material part of its business. The company said that its new policy, which was in line with guidelines from animal rights organizations, would allow for ethically sourced sheep and cattle fur products, including shearling, sheepskin, calf hair, and etc. Minks, foxes, and rabbits are among the animals most commonly subject to cruelty in the quest for fur, and these animals are often killed through gassing and electrocution. HSUS said that Macy's was the first major American department store to make such an announcement and that he hoped other retailers would follow suit, adding that it's a good opportunity for them to reach the younger generation of consumers that are going to have the buying power in the very near future. And that was from the New York Times from earlier this week. Our next news story, legislation. The House of Representatives has unanimously, that's bipartisan, passed a bill that makes animal cruelty a federal felony. The PACT Act, which stands for Preventing Animal Cruelty and Torture, was unanimously approved by the House yesterday. The bipartisan act, introduced by Florida Congressman Ted Deutch and Vern Buchanan, will revise a previous law passed in 2010. Currently, federal law only explicitly prohibits animal fighting and only criminalizes wrongdoers when they create and sell videos depicting the actual animal cruelty. The PACT Act allows and expands the abilities of authorities to go after wrongdoers because they will have federal jurisdiction and will not be bound by state laws. They can also prosecute criminals if the cruelty occurs on federal property. Under the act, a person can be prosecuted for crushing, burning, drowning, suffocating, and impaling animals and or sexually exploiting them. The bill has been endorsed by the National Sheriff's Association and the Fraternal Order of Police. The legislation, of course, contains exceptions for hunting because hunters must always be accommodated. But those convicted would face federal felony charges, fines, and up to 7 years in prison. Federal prosecutors and law enforcement officials will have the tools that they need to bring those responsible for cruelty to animals to justice, which is why you have the National Sheriff's Association and the Fraternal Order of Police supporting it, because it helps them do their jobs better. I was disappointed, though, as I mentioned, or as I expressed, the exemptions in this law are just indicative of our society. Not only is hunting accepted, but images that that show quote, agricultural husbandry or other animal management practices are exempted. Hunting, trapping, fishing, and other sporting activities not otherwise prohibited are exempted. And medical or scientific research is also exempted. So there are some significant exemptions that benefit hunters and animal agriculture, just as we see exemptions in the Animal Welfare Act for animal agriculture. So that has passed the House. It has yet to go to the Senate. Who knows what will happen there, but you will hear about it here on Non-Human Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio. All right, I think I am maybe two or three calls away from meeting my goal, so thank you for those who've called to support at 895-0131. The phone lines are open, so please give us a call. All right, and our final news piece. In a long-awaited victory for animal rights, the USDA has revoked a notorious circus owner's license to exhibit animals. And an African elephant who suffered at his hands for decades will spend the rest of her life in the comfort and safety of a loving sanctuary. Hugo Leibel, the owner of the Great American Family Circus, acquired Nosy the elephant back in 1988. And for the next 30 years, Leibel and his wife Francesca forced Nosy to perform unnatural circus tricks and give rides. Nosy the elephant endured horrific abuse, including being routinely stricken with a bull hook, electroshocked, and chained so tightly she was unable to move. She lived in her own feces and went without proper food, water, or shelter. Her anguish was so evident she was dubbed the saddest elephant in the world. Over the years, Leibel accumulated nearly 200 USDA citations for welfare violations against Nosy and other animals, including primates, cows, goats, and dogs. His offenses ranged from failing to provide basic veterinary care to excessive urine and feces in the enclosures, improperly stored food containing rodent droppings, painfully restraining animals, and having malnourished and sick animals. Just a real winner. For years, animal rights activists and organizations worked tirelessly to expose the libel's cruelty. Meanwhile, the couple continued exploiting Nosy even after she showed obvious signs of chronic pain, like visibly limping during performances. Finally, in late 2017, an Alabama judge ordered the seizure of Nosy from the libel's custody. She was relocated to the Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, Tennessee. Veterinarians there who examined Nosy upon her arrival diagnosed her as malnourished, dehydrated, and with skin and urinary tract infections, arthritis, and intestinal parasites. On October 9th of this year, a USDA judge determined that that libel is unfit for an Animal Welfare Act license and revoked his right to own, sell, or exhibit animals. Nosy will remain at the Elephant Sanctuary, where she has access to medical care, nourishment, and shelter, including a heated barn and a large natural habitat that she shares with other elephants who are rescued from circuses and zoos. As a background, I researched Nosy on the Elephant Sanctuary website. Here's some history about poor Nosy. Nosy was born in Zimbabwe in 1982. She was captured from the wild in 1984 and brought to what was then Jumbo Lair Estate in Ocala, Florida, by entrepreneur Arthur Jones, who coincidentally is also the inventor of Nautilus exercise equipment. That capture of Nosy at that time was reported to be a, quote, rescue of 63 baby elephants from a government-approved culling operation to reduce the population of elephants. Within a few years, it became obvious that Jones's plan to create a, quote, American elephant herd was not feasible. It was abandoned, and in 1986, Nosy was transferred to David Meeks of the Meeks Company in South Carolina, after which she was purchased by Hugo Leibel in 1988 and then traveled with that Great American Family Circus, sick, suffering, and tortured, as its sole elephant performer for about 30 years. And that's the story of Nosy. I'm so glad she has a happy ending. 30 years too late. All right. This is Non-Human Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM. Listener-supported community radio. There's still time to call in. We have a few minutes left on this hour. At 895-0131, or you can go online at kzfr.org to please support not only this show, but this whole station, this community of volunteers and programmers serving the greater Chico, Paradise, Cohasset community, and more. All right, well, now it's time for the Chico Animal Rights Calendar of Events. I have a couple of things coming up. This Saturday, October 26th, Cube of Truth will be organized by the animal rights group Anonymous for the Voiceless. That'll be Saturday, October 26th from 12 to 4 p.m. in the Chico City Plaza. This is a demonstration designed to trigger curiosity and interest to lead bystanders to a vegan conclusion through a combination of video and meaningful conversations. Hey, we have Matt Fidler and Guillermo Mash in the studio. You're going to have a rockin' 6 to 7 o'clock hour. Coming up also October 26th, Tender Loving Coffee is hosting a special vegan-heavy Day of the Dead 5-course vegan-friendly dinner starting at 6:30 p.m. Advanced tickets are available online at eventbrite.com, or you can call Tender Loving Coffee at 530-433-0414. And also coming up on Sunday, October 27th, the Chico Peace and Justice Center annual 2019 dinner is being held at the Chico Masonic Family Center from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. This year's theme is the Palestinian diaspora and will feature keynote speaker Ali Sassour. A vegetarian and vegan-friendly Arabic dinner will be served with gluten-free options. For more information or to get tickets, please go to chicopeace.org. Okay. All right. This has been Non-Human Radio, a production of KZFR 90.1 FM Chico. The views and opinions expressed on this broadcast are those of the hosts and do not reflect the opinions of KZFR, its board, its volunteers, its underwriters, or its staff. Please stay tuned for KZFR's weekly public affairs program, The Real Issue, coming up next from 6 to 7 p.m. with guest host Guillermo Mash and guest Matt Fidler. All right. And our theme music playing us out is... Ready to Fall by Vegan Activist Rockers Rise Against. Thanks for tuning in and have a great week. And call 895-0131 to support this station.